Have you ever thought like how to make success an inevitable part of your life? And welcome to our podcast. Hi, this is Shashireka. I'm the founder of Limitless Life Hub. And in today's podcast, we will understand how you can make success an inevitable part of your life and what sort of understanding that we had from our, you know, origins of history and all that. Okay. See, throughout the history, there have been different perspectives on what constitutes success. In ancient civilization, success was often measured by a person's ability to accumulate wealth and power. In more recent times, success has been defined in a variety of ways, including one's level of education, career achievement, personal happiness, and stuff like that. Many historical figures like Napoleon and Abraham Lincoln are considered successful due to their political and military accomplishments as well. So other figures such as like Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King are remembered for the contributions to social and political changes that they have brought in. In business world, figures like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates are the people who are considered more successful for their innovation and the leadership in the technology industry. Ultimately, the concept of success is subjective and can be different for each individual. Okay. Having said that, there are many celebrities have spoken about success and their own personal experiences with achieving it. See, some of them like, for example, Oprah Winfrey, who has spoken about the importance of setting goals and visualizing success in order to achieve it. And let's talk about Tony Robbins. He has discussed the importance of taking action and developing a success mindset in order to achieve success. On the other hand, Will Smith, who has spoken about the importance of hard work and perseverance in achieving success. And J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, has discussed the importance of facing rejection and persevering in order to achieve success. Of course, the recent person like the author, the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, who has spoken about the importance of taking risk and learning from failures in order to achieve success. All right, we have heard about so many people talking about it, but how can we make it inevitable part of your life? Yeah, let's quickly jump on and look at the steps in which you can do that. See, the number one thing you can do is set clear and specific goals. Identify what you want to achieve and create a plan of action to make it happen. The second thing is to develop a positive mindset. Believe in yourself and your abilities and focus on the positive aspects of your life. And the third thing is take consistent action. This is where many people miss out. Consistently towards, you know, taking some action towards your goals, even though when the things are getting tougher, is most important or crucial element, I would say. The fourth thing is learn from your failure. Failure is actually a natural part of the process and should be viewed as a learning opportunity. And of course, for you to, you know, stay connected or stay on track, surround yourself with supportive people. Build a network of supportive people who will actually encourage and motivate you. And the sixth thing is stay organized and prioritize. Make sure that you stay organized and prioritized on your tasks to make most of your time. See, focus is the most valuable asset. And the seventh thing is keep yourself motivated. See, keeping motivated by reminding yourself of your goals every now and then and benefits of achieving them can actually reward yourself, you know, to progress, you know, much faster. And the eighth thing, which is more important, is stay adaptable. Stay open to the new opportunities and be willing to adjust your plan as needed whenever it is, you know, things are rising. And the ninth thing is continuously educate yourself, whether it's, you know, through reading or attending workshops or taking classes. Keep learning, be a lifelong learner. And the final thing is you have to be believing in yourself. Success starts with a belief that you can actually do it. Believe in yourself and your ability to achieve your goals. Alright, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found this podcast useful and we'll meet in the next episode. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.